Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 83. Welcome, everybody. And I guess we all were kind of given some bad news tonight in the podcasting community, especially. And if you have listened to Murder on Davidon Hill, I know I keep chopping that up. Murder on Davidon Hill, our author, P.G. Holyfield, is apparently diagnosed with terminal cancer. From what I gather, and I don't have any specific details, he basically had gotten cancer, and it was a very brief battle, and it's just kind of turned for the worst all of a sudden. So, you know, PG, I met him and a couple other people up in Charlotte quite a while back. I was trying to improve upon my writing, which I never did, but others in the group did. but PG was there, and it's probably about three or four other people. I think we met a few times, and PG was always offering whatever advice or criticisms that he had, constructive criticism, I should say, that worked with whatever you were trying to do. I put out some story ideas that I wanted to work on. And like I said, he was very, very open with, trying to help. And, I wouldn't say I've known him really close, but at the same time, we've known each other for quite some time, 'cause we've all been podcasting with each other, throughout the podcasting, our podcasting career. And I've seen him at cons. We've hung out a little bit. Always a cool guy, and really makes me sad when I hear this kind of news, because, you know, the world really needs some more guys like him, which really, you know, really kind of sucks, especially somebody, you know, like this. And, you know, think about podcasting, people are putting themselves out there a lot. I guess it depends on what you're doing. And if you're writing and you're putting your stories out there, that's you. Even story journal type podcasts like we're doing here for the Dog Days of Podcasting, you know, you're putting yourself out there for people to hear you. And, you know, there's a connection there. So that's why I feel more connected to him. More so than some people I see in person all the time. I don't know what that says, but we'll take it from there. So I really wish him and his family the best. I don't know where everything goes from here, but I know he has two daughters, and I really would like things to turn out the other way around, of course, where he's here. But if that's not the case, you know, I want him to know that his enthusiasm was always appreciated, because every time I saw him at cons, he was always acted like he was excited to see me. You know, why me? I don't know, but I hope I was a positive, influence on him as well. So there you go. I want to thank you, PG, for everything. And nothing but respect for you, man. And also, there's a campaign to raise some money for him and his family, to kind of make his last days a little more comforting as best you can, and to assist with his daughter. So I will put a link in the show notes to that. There you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.